Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, it's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I am presently running a little bit late this evening, so bear with me as I get my stuff together. But it is the Patriot Nation Radio Show live, and it's Thursday night, and here we go. I love it. This is a fun device that I have now. It is my little gift I got for Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live. Here we go. Boom. All right, so here we are. Yeah, boom.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
What's happening, folks? It is the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman, and we are ready to rock. Tonight, on this episode, we have a return guest come on the show a number of years back, and he was pleading for someone to reach out, help, do something. And the years have passed. He's very ill due to cancer that he contracted while serving in the United States Marines. And he was, painting vehicles and doing stuff like that. And it's a long story short, but his story now is the dead Marine walking. And I was surprised that I was contacted because he was very ill for a very long time. And his story is unbelievable. So, folks, I would implore that you tell all your friends to log on to tonight's show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation so that they can hear this incredible story and maybe lend a helping hand in some sort of a way. I mean, it's all I really can do. I'm broke as a joke like everybody. The gas prices are sucking the life out of my wallet. The food prices are sucking the rest of the life out of my wallet. It's dead. It's empty. I open it up and moths fly out. I got a lot of business cards. People go, wow, your wallet's fat. It's because I'm collecting everybody's business cards. We want to stay in touch. That's all I got, business cards and photographs of my lovely wife, son, and my pets. But it's the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and we're going to bring David on here just in one second. Because, hold on, I've been doing this here lately to start off the show. And I like to say a little evening prayer now to kick off the show. I think it's important that as a nation we humble ourselves before our little, Lord and Savior, and pray, and maybe God will bring back the greatness of this country and this world that it's meant to be. So I'm going out on a limb here. This is my daily devotional on my Bible app. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. This scripture gives a choice to believers. If we live in the way of the Lord, the world will be a safe place for us. It will be our stronghold, our fortress. However, if we go against his way, then it will lead to destruction in our lives. If we live his way, He is faithful to protect us. If we don't, then he is released from the obligation. The choice is up to us. Lord, I pray that I continue to find my refuge in you and not in the wicked ways of the world. Help me not to dwell in iniquity, for I know that it leads to my end. Thank you for being my stronghold and my refuge. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, that's odd that that's my daily devotional. Weird. Sometimes the devotionals and the Bible verses, I don't know. They're scary to me. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to lift up our guest this evening, David Hart. We want to lift him up and ask for his health and his life and everything to be in your will. That whatever comes, he is in comfort and peace and free, no matter what happens. And he will be in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, our featured guest this evening, Mr. David Hart, Dead Marine Walk. Welcome to the show, David. Long time. How are you? How's things in this present situation?
God bless you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
I'm alive, but it's not much of a life. Israel, I'm blind. On top of everything else, I was released from the Marine Corps, legally blind. I've got cataracts now. I just saw a real eye doctor that's board-certified ophthalmologist. Being in the state of Nevada, the right-to-work state, an MD can hang a shingle out and never be board-certified eye doctor and get away with anything.
Right. I don't want to go off the rails because we got probably a whole new audience since the last time you were on. So we want to start way back in the beginning. Your service to our country, thank you so much for serving, and it is with deep regret that you're going through this that I feel, and I am so deeply sorry that someone who served our country has to go what you're going through. But let's start back to where you were in the service and you served proudly, and let's start there.
Yeah, I joined the Marine Corps because the urge to serve my country was great, so I went in the Marine Corps, stationed here at Camp Pendleton in Reno, California, and then they flew me overseas. Just before I left, I was on guard duty. That's where I earned my first military semester. I caught a couple of people breaking into a trial hall that's closed on the weekends while I was guarding the E-Club. Got my first military smash, and then went over to Okinawa. I put in the S-2, then yanked out the S-2, put into motor pool, and brought it up to date. I finally got a float, and I got to, my unit was sent to Kenya to rebuild the runway. While there, they called us to formation. I singled out with a bunch of other guys, 62 other guys, total 63. We were sent to Korea for mountain warfare training. Went on a black ops mission where I got 2 confirmed kills, come back decorated, and I did my job above beyond the call of duty. I don't want to elaborate because some people don't like what I got to say, but come back to America, put into G4, and put into pattern painting program, something that was just started up, where we camouflaged our military vehicles to give the drivers in the combat zone that one extra second of life with the red paint, so the radar wouldn't deflect it. The red paint deflects radar. If you painted your car with red paint, you'd never get a speeding ticket if everything was red painted, all metal.
Right.
Served the rest of my time in the Marine Corps, spray paint, red paint, released from the Marine Corps. Come to find out, I've released legally blind. Didn't get extended for medical purposes, sent out into the world. Second person to come down with cholangiocarcinoma bone cancer. Barry Bulford, he died. Another one of our pattern painting program people. It's just, it's been hard to Reno VA. Had my chondrosarcoma bone cancer while I was going to Dean Heller's office to get help. Turns out he's a commie. The door slammed in my face, even though they knew that I had chondrosarcoma bone cancer, another health problem.
Right. Now, here's one thing that I never thought of, because you had mentioned another person who was in the program, the painting program with you. Have you contacted or spoke with other men that you served with? Are they sick and ill also, and is this a direct result of working with the lead paint?
Well, most of them are dead now. The VAs have killed them all. Barry Bulford was a VA spokesperson. He spoke up for veterans, and he died during routine surgery at a VA. Healthy young man, you know, in his 40s to 50s, and how can you up and die during a routine surgery? They're killing veterans off at all VAs. Our current president is so well hidden in his basement and scared to death to try to fix VA affairs in the VA hospital. No sitting president has ever tackled the VA affairs. I mean, it's just a big joke. I mean, the VA White House hotline, nothing but Democrats. And I told my story to them. I told my story to VA affairs. And basically, if I don't have gay sex with anybody, I'm not going to get the VA health care I need. And my VA, the DAB supervisor that was supposed to help me, gave me a $3 bill. And because I don't date gay people and I don't have gay sex, he botched my case. 6 months went by. I finally had to go and bum a ride down to the Reno Benefits place to find out what's going on. It was basically a straw. They're not gay.
We got to go rewind here real quick.
Okay.
Did I hear this correctly? Because, of course, I know the story, but, again, it's a new audience.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that we're hearing everything correctly.
Yeah.
You went into this doctor's office, and he said, hey, look, I kind of like you, and I can hook you up. I can get all the treatment you want. You just got to have a homosexual relation with me here in my office, and then I'll take care of you. And then you said no, and then what happened after that?
I've been denied so much medical care to BH pathetic. I mean, I've been hit on by so many doctors, even my shrink that treated me from my post-traumatic stress. When I took Susan Angel Culver in as my POA, he had a big hissy fit because he thought I got married. And, you know, why is this guy blowing up? Boy, but this is one of the jokers that hit on me. I mean, I ran into two veterans that are on the female mental drug that he's having gay sex with. They don't know how to break free. I tell them, look, man, quit taking the pills, clean up, walk away. It's almost been 2 years now since I've been to the VA. I walked away from it. I'm still alive, which I'm surprised. God's got plans for me. I don't know what they are, but I'm not going to have gay sex with nobody for my health care. I earn those rights by serving my country and earning 9 meritorious masters, 5 letters of appreciation, 5 letters of recognition. My picture was in the Stars and Stripes magazine. My reenlistment code is RE1A. I mean, I'm being denied care.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that any veteran, even a veteran who served during peacetime, would be denied any benefit that they require because of something that has transpired because of their service to the country. I can understand you got out of the service and 20 years went by and then you got throat cancer because you smoked cigarettes. That would be, you know, you can't, you know, they don't have to treat that, maybe. I don't know. But you think they still would. But something that you contracted directly because of the job you held while in the Marine Corps serving our country, and now and all those awards, battlefield awards and everything, and they won't even give you any kind of treatment, and that you've actually walked away from the VA turned your back completely on them because they have done nothing but hurt you, and now you're on your own, taking care of your own medical care.
Yeah, I've been used and abused by the VA so much. I walked away. I've got Medicaid and Medicare because I'm low income. I'm not on full Social Security because of my common sarcoma bone cancer. It's quite pathetic. I mean, I'm being treated like a common criminal when I'm highly decorated. I mean, it's Dean Heller's representative at the time that slammed the door in my face after Senator Jackie Rosen brought in the office. They made her the spokesperson for the Reno VA, and she has access to all medical records. She can go in, delete whatever she wants, and change everything. She has that power. All heads of every department have access to your medical records, including the kitchen staff, the head of the kitchen, and Hannah, the head of housekeeping. Now, why do these two people need access to my health care records?
Right. And it didn't help that when it first started out, the senator in your state was Harry Reid. That was no help.
Well, there was Dean Heller. Harry Reid don't care about veterans.
Right. So you got Dean Heller and Harry Reid. They don't give a rat's ass about you guys. That's a major reason that the place is falling apart, because they think that, well, they know this is their attitude. This is the attitude of the leftist mind. They knew what they were getting into when they signed up, so why should we take care of them? Because you should take care of them, because without them doing what they did, you don't have the right to say, why should we take care of them? You'd be maybe because you were talking bad about military personnel, you might be drawn and courted. Who knows? So this is a free country because of these guys that put their necks on the line for whatever reason. And, you know, they served with honor, and they took shrapnel and gunshots and lost limbs and watched their friends die on the battlefield. And then they come home, and this is what they get. This is, to me, is baffling that anybody who did that, even if you went on the battlefield for one day, even if you served in peacetime and was a secretary in Washington, D.C., you should not be denied care.
Here's a kicker. I got a kicker for you. I'm a DD-214 right after my extension permit, because I was extended for 6 months in the Marine Corps. They didn't want me out, but I wouldn't re-enlist because I was only in E3. I was denied promotion. On my DD-214, after the extension right beneath it, the Reno VA was supposed to do my dental exit exam. I was home on leave for 30 days before I became a civilian, and they denied me that access.
Sheesh. So now, say somebody wants to lend a helping hand or reach out or help you in any way, is there a place where people can go and afford some help to you?
The only help the only place to get help is to you. I'm blind. I can't run my own
PayPal.
GoFundMe page. I'm blind.
Right.
I mean, I've got cataracts now. It's even worse. I've been denied. When they got rid of Sandra McKinney, mobile reach safety team supervisor became my case manager at the VA, because the VA wouldn't give me a case manager. And then almost a year passed, and then they promised me blind services, promised to give me home health care, all kinds of stuff. And then they forcefully had her removed as my case manager because she didn't work for the VA. She wasn't supposed to be doing it. As soon as she was removed, my new case manager was gone. Everything they promised me was thrown out the window. And then 4 months later, COVID hit. And that's when I said, the hell with this. I'm tired of being abused, tired of being lied to. I walked away. I got Medicaid. The state of Nevada is paying $177 a month for my health insurance. And that's the reason why I got Medicaid, because I'm low income. And it's basically, I can't get help from them. Aging and disability does not help veterans. And here's the real treat, is Adult Protective Services does not go against the VA. So that means that a lot of senior citizens that go to the VA are being abused, and the state of Nevada could care less from our governor on down. All they say is a silver state, but yet on our state flag it says battle born. I mean, you can tell the commies. And
right.
It's
how about this? Folks, I don't know if anybody will do it. Trust me that I will make good. I always have. I never have not. I'm an honest man. I love my God. I love my family. I love my country. And I love my veterans. So if you want to help David, you can send through PayPal at Patriot Nation, capital P, Patriot Nation, the rest is lowercase. And I will transfer it to my account, and I will mail a check to David personally myself. So that's at Patriot Nation Radio in the PayPal app, and I will forward the cash to him. I don't know what else to do. I don't know. You know, it's all I can do right now. I don't have money myself. So if you feel inclined to help David Hart, Dead Marine Walking, get a sandwich. It's something simple. Maybe go down to Waffle House one day or something, you know, whatever. The guy served our country. Maybe we can help them at Patriot Nation and PayPal, capital P, Patriot Nation, lowercase, Patriot Nation and PayPal. See what happens, my brother. See if anybody sends us anything. If they do, we'll send a check out, and I will keep you posted.
I appreciate it. It's just ever since they legalized gayism, which is the gateway to communism, and then they started mandating that people do stuff, that's communism. And people follow them like sheep. It's sad to say this, but most Americans would rather be communists and not enjoy their freedom. They want to be told what to do.
Scary.
I mean, when I was
scary.
December 31st, when I slipped, fell with some black eyes and ended up at Renown, during the first 6 days I was there, during that time, some woman came in, asked me why I tried to commit suicide. What are you talking about? Slip, fell, bullet, broke, you know, black eyes. Well, I got her out of the room that I put down on lockdown for a couple of days. I had talked to another shrink because the shrink that put me on lockdown, she took off on vacation. The fact that they called up the VA because you now call, like any hospital, if you're a veteran, they'll call up the VA spokesperson office. And next thing you know, I've got these people trying to say I tried to commit suicide, and that's from the VA. I didn't try to commit suicide. I fell. And then to come find out, they released me from the hospital. They released me with a broken hip. When I finally couldn't take the pain anymore, I couldn't get out of bed, my brother finally stepped up to the plate and took me down to Renown. And holy shit, I had a broken hip. The Renown Hospital, which is a trauma center, works close with the VA, and they don't care what happens. I mean, I can't even go to a real, hospital without the VA after all this time I've been gone, still abusing me over the phone and having a Renown abuse me.
Not only that, but didn't you have a problem with your shoulder as well?
Yeah, I had surgery done on that. I can move my arm better, but they couldn't do anything about the plate over the hole in my arm that's coming loose because the cancer's eating up the bone in my arm. I can't take an MRI because of the metal on my shoulder to hold my shoulder in place because my torn rotator cuff could be traced back to 2006, and the VA went on to hide that. I've only got two muscles holding my right arm on. And that's why they put the hardware in my shoulder. The doctor here at Renown, he's a renal orthopedic clinic doctor that did my shoulder. And the renal orthopedic clinic, another doctor, did my hip. And I had to have partial hip replacement with metal. And I'm still, it's been almost six months that I'm having a difficult time just trying to walk. I can't go shopping unless somebody takes me and pushes me around in a wheelchair. I mean, I'm crippled up so bad, and I'm just lucky when my brother feels like he wants a salon, he'll come by and help me off with some stuff and take me a couple places. But it's ridiculous. I mean, my sister lives in Florida, said she was going to stay here in Reno after my mom died and help me out. But as soon as my mom died, they gathered up all the stuff, split what they between her and my brother, and she split for Florida. I mean, I can't trust my family that well because my brother says he's got to come by, and then all of a sudden, no show, no call. I mean, you know, my family's never really been there for me. I've been doing this all on my own. I've contacted people here in Reno, but the communism amongst other veterans, that is just ridiculous. I don't know if they're strung out on heroin or meth or drunks, but I can't get the help I need. I mean, I should have at-home help, somebody come in 6 hours a day, cook, clean, help me, and take me to appointments and stuff, but it's just basically, you know, because I'm a veteran in the state of Nevada, I don't get the help I need, unless I have gay sex, and I'm not going to have gay sex with anybody. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
It's baffling to me, and no one will look into the allegation, and no one will, it's unbelievable. And the guy is dying slowly. It's an unbelievable sentence. It's like they don't treat criminals that bad in this country.
Oh, they shoot horses. They put down cats and dogs for shit. But yet,
yeah.
I'm left to fend for myself blind. There's only so much I can do without somebody dialing numbers for me. I mean, Chris, the guy named Chris from Medicaid is trying to help, but he's being blocked by his head superiors because I'm a veteran.
Folks, again, if you're listening and you're within earshot of this and you want to help David, at PayPal, at Patriot Nation Radio, you'll find a link there, just whatever you want, $2, $5, $10, whatever you want. I'll wait a week, and whatever shows up, I will mail it in a check out to David.
I appreciate any help I could get because it's rough going. I mean,
yeah, my show right now has got a smaller audience these days. I haven't been pushing too hard, so we'll see what happens. And again, if something transpires, I will absolutely send it your way. It will go to you, sir.
The BA over the last 5 years have taken four of my Social Security checks away from me. I had to beg for help to get my rent paid above and beyond the call of abuse. I can't get the DVA supervisor to do anything. The Nevada adjutant that's over the DVA supervisor, Mark Dunbarger, he violated the American Disability Act because he told me the only way he's going to do anything for me if I email him over the internet. I don't have internet access. I'm blind. I can't do internet. I mean, it's just, all points against me because I'm highly decorated. I'm not a criminal. And it's like, the Democratic Party are criminals. They released all kinds of people out in the world, gave them their rights back, but yet they took my rights away. Just like all the illegal aliens here in this country. In California, the illegals are living on closed military bases, seeing military doctors, but yet we have all these homeless veterans that are not being helped. Why not? No city president has ever stood up to do anything for us veterans.
Yeah, I thought the last president did. He tried to do some stuff for the veterans. He didn't get anything accomplished for you guys?
No. Trump did not do anything with VA affairs. It's like he was scared to death of VA affairs. It's
I wonder what the issue is. There must be something there that these guys won't help, these presidents. There must be some kind of something that keeps them from actually doing something. It's very strange. Now, I know he absolutely did some things for the VA, but I don't know. Apparently it didn't spread out across the whole network and everybody glean the benefits.
Yeah. Trump threw more real doctors in jail, and not one VA doctor has ever served in jail.
That's crazy. All right, David, I'm going to wrap up this segment, and I thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, I'll keep in touch with you. If somebody sends something over to the PayPal, I will transfer it to my checking account and mail a check out to you, you know, and I'll be in touch and let you know.
I appreciate it.
I'm sorry that you're living through this horrible situation. And I just want to lift you up one more time in prayer before I move on to the next half of the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, place your hands of comfort and reassurance upon David Hart, Walking Dead Marine. He does not deserve this treatment. So comfort him and carry him and walk with him, Lord, until the last minute, and then carry him through the threshold of the Heavenly Father's home. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, my brother. I'll keep praying for you.
Thank you. I just hope somebody steps up to the plate out there. It's
me
rough.
Too. Me
you know,
too.
Car
ride
me go shopping. Help me go shopping. Push me in a wheelchair would be a blessing.
So, I don't know if you heard this song. It's by our good friend Dave Bray. And I'm going to play this here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to send this out to my friend here, Mr. David Hart. This is Freedom Rings, Dave Bray. You can get this at DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you. God bless you.
For every soul, across the seas, around our shore, every fold of our flag, the coffins are laid, the widow's lamb, every daughter and every son, the price. Thank you.
when I get to stop and rest on this hot and sandy trail. Walking through this desert, occasionally I fail. In a fight of desperation on this road of life, I know that there's only one true way to beat the strife. With rolling tears at times, I think I'll never make it through. Then I stop and realize to give it all to you. Raising up my shield of faith in front of me to fight. With your Holy Spirit, you guide me through the night. Now I call you Christ Messiah. I call you King of Kings. You have risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free. People see me in the vineyard, serving in your name. They notice how I've changed, my life is not the same. Often they will ask, of the change come over me. I tell them how Jesus set this sinner free. And I call you Christ Messiah. And I call you King of Kings. For you have risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free. You've risen from the grave with the keys to set the sinner free.
Mark E. Smith with Christ Messiah. Folks, we cannot let this travesty occur to our veterans. To me, it is shocking to hear a story such as this. I believe if you go to YouTube and you search David Hart, Walking Dead Marine, you can hear the story firsthand. Man, oh man. Thank you so much, sir. Have a good night.
Good night.
Folks, it's amazing. David, are you still there in agreement? If you want to stick around and hang out and listen to the rest of the show, you're more than welcome to. We got a lot of things going on in this great country of ours. Inflation, 8.6%. Gas prices at record highs and continuing to rise. 401ks tanking, stock market crashing, and a president who's claiming the economy is doing great. What the hell is going on? We got red flag laws. What? Are you kidding me? All right, folks. Unbelievable stuff.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, so here's where I stand on a red flag law. Ridiculous. Red flag laws will be abused from coast to coast and border to border by people with vendettas against their neighbors, their brothers, their uncles, their moms, their dads, their sisters, their whatever. this red flag laws that they keep pushing and talking about, one that is pushed and passed here in the Sunshine State, where 8,000 people have been affected by the red flag laws in the Sunshine State, a state that's being shanghaied by Wilton Simpson, a man who is synonymous in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas bill that they passed after the horrific incident in South Florida at Parkland. So they are, and he's running for agriculture secretary, will be in charge of a lot of the things like concealed carry, licensing and things like that. And there's no way Great Floridians are fighting for constitutional carry in the state of Florida as long as Wilton Simpson and his cronies are at the helm of the Republican Party of Florida. It's not going to happen. So red flag laws will continue to affect Floridians. At now 8,000 citizens affected by red flag gun confiscation. Scary thing President Trump said. Take the guns first and worry about due process later. That's pretty much a direct quote from President Trump. Love the guy, but he said that. And if he said that, and he thinks that, and a lot of the Republicans really look up to him, what do you think they're thinking? I don't know. Take the guns first, worry about due process later. Sounds like it goes against my constitutional right to protect my freaking family and to raise the legal age to own and possess a firearm leaves 18, 19, and 20-year-old adult citizens the right to protect themselves. 18, 19, and 20-year-olds who could be moms and dads and have children, be married and have families that they can't protect because they're not 21. They can get enlisted. They can join the military. They can take a gun and go into a battlefield and shoot people. But if they are not on the battlefield and they're home in their house and they're 20 years old, they can't. They can't protect themselves, even highly trained. That's insane. So they're going over to protect rights that they don't have. An 18-year-old joins the military to protect the rights and freedoms of the American people and to protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and he can't even own a firearm to protect his own family. Think about that. Things that make you go, hmm. So we want to have red flag laws in this country? Don't they understand? They understand it. It's a dumb question. I don't even know why I ask it. They understand fully that gun laws only stop law-abiding citizens from being able to protect themselves because criminals are still going to be armed. When you have 300 million guns in the country, and all of a sudden you can't have them, someone's going to have them. They're going to be somewhere. So the gun law will only affect the law-abiding citizen because law-abiding citizens are just that, law-abiding citizens. Otherwise, they'd be criminals. They'd be turning hundreds of thousands and millions of people into outlaws by enacting stupid gun laws. And all they want to do is protect their life, liberty, and property. Who are you who work for us to dictate how we protect our life, liberty, and property? I don't understand. January 6th committee, what a joke. People don't want them there and wanted to cast them out as the Constitution subscribes us to. When they no longer represent you, it is your right to throw them the hell out and elect a government that will represent you. It's in black and white. It was written by our forefathers, the ones who fought, bled, and died and started this country. They knew what they were talking about. He fought, bled, and died for that document to become the law of the land. Out of the 50-plus signers, I think all of them died broken in misery. They gave up their life, liberty, and fortune so that you can have yours. Think about that. The only other person who sacrificed their life for you so that you could have a better life is Jesus Christ. Think about how deep that is, with how these guys sacrificed their life, liberty, and property so that you could have yours. Like our guest tonight, David Hart, gave up his life, liberty, and fortune so that you can maintain yours, and sits there slowly dying of cancer. It's deep, folks. It's real. Don't get no more real than that. Then we got all this other crap going on here in this country. We got 95 plants now that have burned down. Chicken plants, farms, ducks, 30,000 ducks, thousands and thousands and thousands of chickens. And guess what? Now 10,000 cows keeled over in Kansas City. Just 10,000 cows. Oops, a little too hot, and they died. Listen, I live in the Sunshine State. Today the heat index is like 105. I drove past a field of cows. They weren't lying over dead. I'm just saying. 10,000, you wake up in the morning and 10,000 cows are dead? What? I live in Florida. It's hot. We had 105 heat index today. I drove past fields. The cows were walking around eating grass. 1,000 cows dropped dead. I don't know. Just something that I would ask. I would need to know a further explanation. But because they've deemed it to be this heat stress that killed the cows, they're not going to look further into it to see if they were poisoned or some other thing happened to these cows. They said they died from the heat. That's it. That's the final thing. That's how they died. They're not going to look into it any further. We'll never know. 10,000 cows killed over, and we're not going to know why. They're just going to tell us it's the heat, and we're going to say, oh, and we're going to tell everybody, but they're experts, and that's what they told us. They also told us that COVID was going to kill everybody and it was a real thing. We know that that was bullshit. Excuse my French. Someone told me that was French a long time ago. And in other news, the truckers, my friends. Now the supply chain, everybody knows the supply chain's in a twist, right? We had the ships off the coast of California. We had some big, gigantic ship beach and block the canal over there in the Middle East, and the stuff couldn't get through, and everything got bunched up, bungled up, and then we had a pandemic in the middle of all of it, right? So they're still telling me the supply chain is bad. I work in an industry that relies on the supply chain. It's bad. We're not getting parts. And people are just like up in arms, and we can't get our parts, we can't get our machines, we can't get things done. Well, guess what? If we had made things and we can maintain making things in America, if Americans just said, okay, I'll pay $2 more for that because it's made in America, and we wouldn't have this problem. We wouldn't have to worry about supply chain issues if we made the shit here in our country. But we got it because we're greedy capitalists. I'm sorry, we are. We're greedy capitalists, the greatest system in the world. We all have homes, cars, businesses, and things like that because of the capitalist system. But because of the greed, things just get spinning out of control sometimes. ExxonMobil, I think it is, has set a record profit this year. Double what they made, you know, last year or something, like the astronomical amounts of money that these gas companies are making. We ain't paying for gas. We're paying for their greed. That says the meme I read. We're paying for the gas company's greed. They're taking advantage of us. Our friend, Lauren Martell, running for Attorney General of South Carolina, wants to look into price gouging and things that are taking place illegally because of inflation or the thought of inflation. Are these prices artificially blown up? Are retailers and corporations taking advantage of the word inflation to jack profit and prices? They're telling us it's 8.6%, but what if it's really 4.3%? But they're telling us it's 8.6%. But it's 4.3%. You know what I mean? 4.3%. And they're raking it in. And we're all going, oh, my God. And they're not giving two rat shits about you and me or anything. They're laughing at us all the way to the bank as they collapse everything around us. Folks, be sure to have yourself plenty of food and supplies on hand, because we have greater issues other than the things I mentioned. I don't know, folks, if you know exactly what DEF is, and I'm going to pull this up here, a little bit of information about DEF and other things that go along with it. It's a diesel gas fuel additive, right? And any truck made after the year of 2010 will not, I repeat, will not run without it. Now, the ramifications of no DEF are incredible. And I'm going to read something here in just a second that will just make you go, what? And it has to do with the trucking industry and how it gets distributed via the railroads and things like this. It's really intense. The DEF is made with this fertilizer, and the fertilizer is made in Russia, China, Qatar, India, and like Egypt. I'm trying to find it. Here we go. I'm getting close. And this stuff, it's I guess 70% of the DEF is this fertilizer that they get from China, Russia, and India, and Qatar. It's really insane. I must have missed the article here. I'm still scrolling. I'm seeing things way deeper than what I thought the article was. But anyway, the trucks will not run without DEF. China and Russia and India are no longer exporting DEF. The United States is the third leading importer of the particular fertilizer. I got to find this because you need to know the name of the fertilizer. What the heck happened? Anyway, this fertilizer that comes from Russia, China, and India, they are none of these three countries are going to be exporting any of this fertilizer that makes the DEF for the trucks. So with the supply chain in a twist and the DEF drying up, it gets transported around the country through Union Pacific Railroad. And Union Pacific Railroad and Flying J gas stations and truck stops work together. And they've been told that they have to cut production by a certain percentage. I think it was 50%, or there are going to be some ramifications. I got to find this. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find this. And while we wait, I'm going to find something else that we can play. Because this is very important. I really need to get this information to the people about this DEF that is drying up in this country. So we're gonna play this tune by the amazing Lee Greenwood. This is God Bless the USA, and I'll find this article.
just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. But there ain't no doubt. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
To that, folks. That's Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. We recognize that song, of course, when the great President Trump has his rallies. That's his rallying tune. All right, so I found this. And just a little while, a few months ago, a train, 42 cars long in Canada, carrying this fertilizer, crashed. The shipment was destined for the USA, or some part of it was destined for us. All right, so this is what I found here. This is what we're talking about. And this is factual. DEF fluid is an exhaust fluid. Every diesel truck that has been made since 2010 is required to use DEF. It's a product made of 67% urea fertilizer and 33% distilled water. Every diesel truck you see driving down the road today has to have this product to drive. The engines will not start without it. There are regulators inside the motor that mix the DEF with the diesel fuel to reduce the emissions, and that is the sole purpose of DEF. Right now, Russia is the largest exporter of urea by a wide margin, followed by Qatar, who is second. Egypt and China are tied for third. Both Russia and China have decided to no longer export urea. On top of that, India is the largest manufacturer of urea in the world, even though they consume most of what they make, what little they would export, they no longer do. They are now stopping the exportation of any and all urea minus a deal they just cut with Sri Lanka. And what does this mean for you and me? Well, first, the United States imports most of its urea fertilizer. We are the third largest importer in the entire world, and we depend on other countries to eat, drive, and ship products. Secondly, Flying J gas stations and truck stops are the largest service providers for truckers around the United States, and I'm sure you've seen their massive gas stations and truck stops while traveling around the country. Flying J gets 70% of their DEF fluid from the shipments via Union Pacific Railroad. Union Pacific Railroad has single-user access to the fertilizer plants that urea DEF fluid comes from. No other rail provider has access to these distribution points except Union Pacific. That means Flying J can't go around Union Pacific. Union Pacific is in charge for a reason that we'll mention in a few paragraphs. Flying J provides 30% of all DEF consumed in the United States. Union Pacific told Flying J to reduce their shipments by a whopping 50%. And if they do not comply, then they will be completely embargoed. That will, in effect, bankrupt Flying J truck stops and gas stations. And this means that 15% of all DEF consumed by truckers in the United States is no longer available at the largest travel service center for the entire trucking industry. Rome rotted from the inside out. It was easily invaded because it was occupied with internal problems. It appears we have discovered the trigger, DEF fluid. If this holds up, DEF shortages will be the catalyst that causes food shortages in the coming months. Not only is there a shortage of fertilizer to grow crops in drought-stricken states, see Kansas, the drop in wheat production for 2022 is pretty drastic. But now it looks like, unless the federal government intervenes via the Defense Production Act, which I am no longer confident they will, there's going to be an absolute massive shortage of trucking in the coming months. This simply isn't going to be DEF fluid sufficient to keep the engines running and moving. Home Depot is now limiting the amount of DEF you can buy in their stores. I would think long and hard about the decisions you are making right now, where you live, what you spend money on, how you prepare. This is very real that the CEO of Flying J, Shamik Konar, has summoned to the Surface Transportation Board hearing to give them all this info. BlackRock is the majority shareholder of Union Pacific Railroad, and how's that important? America's biggest fertilizing producer is CF Industries. Their largest shareholder is BlackRock. BlackRock controls the fertilizer industry in the United States. Union Pacific has exclusive rights to distribution points of fertilizer. Urea is fertilizer. Flying J needs urea DEF. BlackRock is controlling everything. The chairman of BlackRock Investment Institute is Tom Donilon, President Obama's former national security advisor. Tom Donilon's brother, Mike Donilon, is a senior advisor to Joe Biden. Tom Donilon's wife, Catherine Russell, is the White House personnel director. Tom Donilon's daughter, Sarah Donilon, who graduated college in 2019, now works on the White House National Security Council. It appears BlackRock is spearheading the dismantling of the United States system on behalf of the globalists. And the first domino they are pushing over is the energy sector. They are using DEF to get the party started. So this is not a joke, folks. This is a real deal. Food shortages are on the very near horizon. I told folks many times today and over the last couple of days that the pain that we're seeing now will be nothing as the ramifications of all this stuff won't hit for 4 to 6 months. So you're talking like November, December, we're going to start getting kicked in the nuts. So get ready, folks. You love your country. You love your God. You love your family. I would start hugging and kissing and loving on your family members and stocking your shelves with non-perishable goods. Non-perishable goods. Lots of them. pretty insane, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope that this message gets spread throughout the country soon before it's too late. We ain't making the 2022 midterm elections at this rate. The dismantling of our country is racing so fast that the 2020 midterms are going to be washed out if we're not careful. And that's no joke. That's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. If you love your country, you love your veterans, you love your God and your family, and you don't want to ever have to look into your children's eyes when they ask the question, Daddy, what was freedom like? What was freedom like? It was like this.
Radio show live. Tune in Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, check out A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic, heard Tuesdays and Thursdays starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, The American Allegiance Show with author Kevin White, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. only on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Until we meet again, folks, good night. God bless you, and God bless America.